So this morning, we are delighted to have you come to celebrate this Sunday as our children, youth, and young adults bring to us the pageantry of the season. Beth Smith has directed our children and youth. They have worked this past 5 weeks to transform the intelligent and clever words of Dion Curti into our pageant. It is a winter holiday pageant, as it honors and informs us about the many celebrations that fall during this cold, dark time of the year, a time when we most need the glow and warmth that we receive from one another. Jonathan Drucker, who though in graduate school and facing a deadline tomorrow, agreed to direct our pageant youth choir and lend depth and joy throughout our service with music for our spirits. This morning's pageant takes on a form that spans from the dawn of human history to the very present, as we explore how ancient traditions interface with virtual friendships. It includes sibling rivalry, a struggle for freedom, miracles, and an affirmation of cultural and racial identity, and most important of all, love. And now, let the celebration begin.
Cheer to order so we can get down to business. Welcome to the annual holiday High Council meeting. It's nice to see all the committee members again. Mother of Corn, Tenatsin, you're looking amazing. Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, festive as always. Holly King, are you okay? You look a little green. Just kidding. Tenatsin has brought some fabulous corn tortillas for the solstice feast after the meeting, and I'd like to eat them while they're hot. So, let's get to it. We'll hear the first report from Yuletide. What's the good news, Yule?
Thank you, Winter Solstice. You know, no one likes to spread good cheer more than I do, but for the first time in my many centuries as king of the lunar celebration of midwinter, I'm afraid I have bad news.
Is there a corn shortage?
Worse. You're better with bad news, Holly King. You tell them.
As you all know, I had a long, hard battle with my twin, the Oak King, back in the summer on the longest day of the year. And as I do every year, I won. But now my reign is coming to a close. The greener I get on the outside, the bluer I feel on the inside. So I went to my Facebook page to cheer myself up and see if I had any new friend requests.
Did you?
Quite a few, actually. I am Celtic God of the Dying Year, so I'm pretty big in the UK.
What about the bad news?
Right, sorry. One of the friend requests was from my brother. At first I thought he was extending an oak leaf of peace, but he was being a sore loser as usual. Oak King started a fan page called Boycott the Holidays. He wanted me to be his Facebook friend so I could see his constant updates on how much he hates the holidays. He even suggested I like his anti-holiday fan page.
Calm down, everyone. It's just a little seasonal sibling rivalry. Totally natural.
But his fan page says that the holidays are just a plot to get people to spend money, guilt them into charitable givings, and seeing their families.
Precisely why I don't use Facebook. I prefer LinkedIn. It's much more grown up. Who would believe something so cynical anyway?
100 people, apparently. That's how many fans Boycott the Holidays has since he created it. Yesterday!
Order, friends! Order! I see this kind of thing every year. Old King just needs a good purging. Invite him to our feast, Holly King. He can write down all the things he dislikes about the holidays on a piece of paper and burn them in our ritual fire. That should do the trick.
But we can't wait. We have to stop this smear campaign against the holidays and let people know the truth about these traditions. But how?
If there's one thing I've learned as a 60-day tide beginning at Lunar Winter is that you have to go with the flow. We'll have to ride the Facebook wave.
Yuletide is right! Polly King, fire up that BlackBerry. Holidays, you'll have to start Facebook fan pages. Committee members, you'll have to like them.
Oh, no. I mean, Noel.
Okay, Hanukkah, what do you want me to write on your fan page about your holiday?
On Hanukkah, we light the menorah to remind people of the miracle that happened so long ago.
Over 2,300 years ago, in a country called Judea, many Jewish people lived under the rule of a very wicked man called King Antiochus.
Antiochus ordered all the Jewish people to give up their God, their religion, and customs, and worship only the Greek gods.
Some of the Jewish people chose to obey Antiochus, but others refused. After a long time, they were able to reclaim their temple and worship as they believed.
The first thing they had to do was rededicate the temple.
But they had a problem. They couldn't find any blessed oil to light the lamps.
Finally, they found one very small flask of oil, just enough to last for one evening. That's when the miracle happened. That small flask of oil lasted not just one night, but 8 nights.
Thank you.
monkey and going with the flow.
Fresh tip. You can make that hollow with cornmeal, right?
Even my brother will have to like that with all those light references. I bet you'll have bushels of fans by tonight.
Now it's your turn, Kwanzaa. What should we tell everyone about your holiday?
Kwanzaa was developed from the elements of the African heritage and as a ceremony of appreciation for the first fruits of harvest.
Kwanzaa is built on 7 principles that are commonly known as Nguzo Saba. These principles are Umoja,
Unity,
Kujichagulia, Self-Determination,
Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility,
Ujamaa,
Cooperative Economics,
Nia, Purpose,
Kumba, Creativity, and Imani, Faith. Each of the 7 days of the celebration is dedicated to one of the 7 principles.
Each day, one candle is lit that represents each principle. The last day of Kwanzaa or Imani focuses on honoring traditions and reaffirming self-worth.
Liked it and tweeted it.
Liked it and buzzed it.
Liked it, stumbled upon it, and uploaded it to YouTube. They're going to love you in the Corn Belt. I predict a bountiful fan base.
Now it's your turn, Christmas. Let the World Wide Web see the real you, beyond the bling.
During the time of the Roman Empire, when King Herod governed Israel, there was a carpenter named Joseph and his wife, Mary, who lived in the village of Nazareth. One day, Emperor Caesar Augustus sent out a notice that everyone had to register for a new tax and go back to the town where they were born.
Joseph and Mary left Nazareth for Bethlehem. They traveled for days, and when they reached Bethlehem, they looked for a place to rest.
But there were no rooms, so they had to stay in the stable with the innkeeper's cows.
It was there that Mary gave birth to a son named Jesus.
On Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, which spent his entire life spreading love and care to all people.
We don't hold the faith and give each other gifts with our love.
Guardo del lobo a nuestro.
the whole peace and love vibe that Jesus has going on.
Hey, look, other people dig it too. HuffPo just blogged Christmas more than just bling and attached the link to the Christmas fan page.
The Fruits and Vegetables Association recommended Kwanzaa on LinkedIn.
And the Hanukkah video has gone viral. Holidays, you have fans.
All right, so I guess Facebook is good for something.
We saved the holidays, and the corn tortillas are still hot.
Yay! Woo!
What a joy it is to be here when our children and youth shine in the spotlight. We are so grateful to everyone who took part. And I just need to take this moment to recognize Tom Parente, whose protege has stepped into some pretty big shoes. So really appreciate everyone's involvement and the gift of this pageant. So I'm wondering how many of you are on Facebook. It's amazing in so many ways. When Beth sent me Dion's script, I thought about when I signed up for Facebook, hoping to see pictures of my step-grandchildren and all their cousins. I have to admit, I wasn't crazy about the idea of getting involved in Facebook. It can get out of hand with all these people writing about their farm games and the latest survey they've taken, and then even strangers are friending me. But even so, I realize that sometimes these things can indeed help us feel closer together. And today we saw how an ancient drama of friends and family can come alive in the Facebook age. As I read the script, I also found my thoughts drifting toward the role that candles have played in human history. I thought it remarkable how one candlelight kindles another in their respective candelabras, be they menorahs or kinaras, and how those lights have shone through one time in a tradition and then in another, kindling another and then another flame right up to the flame of our own UU chalice. As one light sparks another, isn't it much like the passing of love from one friend to another? Through these dramas and these stories, the children and youth become friends with each other and of the traditions represented. They become connected to the wisdom of these ideas. They learn to respect each religion because as we embody a story, we gain a greater depth of understanding of the people with whom that story originated. And we learn to walk in the shoes of families who celebrate it today. And over the distances and through those connections, we feel a friendship toward people we may have never met. Somehow our spirits are touched, and a light kindles when that happens. Miracles happen every year at 67 Church Street. From the writing and directing to the music, the parents sign their children up and bring them to rehearsals. They learn their lines and songs, They learn about staging and public speaking, what it means to be part of a scene with a small group of people, about being part of a whole production, and they learn about being part of a worship service. Yes, they learn the content and the context, and they learn another very important lesson once again, that they are part of a congregation that holds them in love and great esteem. The children have also learned this year that the technology that is so much a part of their lives can be used in ways they may not have guessed. The news has reported some ways that technology has been used to tragic consequences. In this pageant, we have seen how it can be used for good, to get out the real information, to build a community of support, and perhaps even a movement. You know, there is a reason that houses of worship have pageants at this time of the year. It teaches the children the tradition, yes, of course, and it builds in them the values and identity that we hope they will embrace when they come of age. I also think it does something for the adults as well. When we see our children laughing and hugging and dancing, it makes us want to do the same. And it not only gives us permission, we are almost obliged to take part in the fun as the children call out to us and invite us to join in. We learn again the reason for the holidays. We allow our hearts to open, those hearts that may have grown crusty with age, fighting life's battles, or cynical about the possibilities for a better world. These children open our eyes to the goodness, fun, and joy that are not far off in some distant place or time when all will be well and the world and will be free of evil, it will have been defeated once and for all. No, it's right here before us, and we are touched by those of tender years. They make our hearts fill our chests, and our resolve grows. While our love grows, so does our commitment to create a community and a world that we would be proud for them to inherit. May the spirit of this season fill our hearts and our lives, and may it last long into the coming year. Let us take on a spirit of prayer and meditation. Spirit of life and love, in this season when the bustle of the holidays can leave us weary and bedraggled from the stress of having to live up to some unattainable standard of perfection, let us take a moment to shift our attention to the light, a twinkle, a sparkle in another's eyes. May we, in that moment, awaken to the goodness and joy that are here before us in abundance. Let us light in our hearts candles of hope, faith, and peace, knowing that love is ours to give. What greater gift, what greater joy. May it be so. Our closing words from John Henley Morgan. Let Hanukkah come, its story told, when days are short and winds are cold. Let solstice come, its lovely song, when evening soon and night is long. Let Christmas come, its great star glow, on quiet city parks of snow. Let Kwanzaa come, its table gleam, love born again, the truth of dream. As we extinguish our chalice, our worship has ended, let our service begin.